Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to the show.
It's election day.
November 3rd, there is an elderly man contest.
Don't forget to get out and vote, everybody.
Don't forget to vote.
There's two elderly men.
Don't forget to vote, everyone.
And you're supposed to choose your favorite of the two elderly men.
Election! Election! Election!
I think I will vote.
And make my voice heard.
No matter what happens, nothing much will change in the United States.
It's showtime.
It certainly is, and it's election day. Make sure you get out there and vote. You guys vote early. I did not vote early because my polling place is a tiny church that serves a tiny area, so I'm going to go today. Did you guys vote? Andy, did you vote early?
I did. I think I voted early last Monday.
Well, you already done. Chase, have you already voted?
Yep, voted early, but I think there's one thing we can all agree on, an extra 8 hours of sleep. That'd be nice.
Yes.
Good. 6:02, starting to chilly this morning. It's 37 right now. It'll be sunny later today in 63, 37 again tonight, then sunny tomorrow and 66. Time to get up. Welcome to the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Thanks for starting your day with us. It's 6:02. Starting it off with Morgan Wallen. This is Chasing You.
We used to chase that Tattanooga freight to the shady spot where things get hot, girl.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, odds and ends time. Something happened yesterday. It doesn't happen that often. There is a new most watched ever video on YouTube.
Okay, all right. It's got to be a music video.
It is a music video. The Baby Shark theme song video has become the most watched video ever on YouTube.
Wait, the two-minute one or the hour loop? Because my son watches both.
Well, the regular one has now over 7 billion views.
Billion.
I can attest that Frank probably gave 1 billion of those views to you.
I get it.
You're welcome.
Hey, if it keeps him occupied, might as well.
It always reminds me of that comedian does the bit, says we were having a party at the house. Some lady comes to me and says, "Hey, you know your little girl is playing with matches over in the other room." He goes, "Yeah, but she's quiet."
Yep. That's right. Yep. She's quiet.
Hey, 96 million ballots have already been cast for today's presidential election. Wow, 96 million.
North Carolina will have 97% in by the time the polls close at 7:30, they said.
All right. That's awesome.
A non-scalable fence was placed around the perimeter of the White House yesterday. You may have seen a picture of it yesterday in the news. It's to discourage looting and protesting after today's election.
What a world we live in.
If you've made plans to loot the White House, you might want to make new plans, because that's not going to go well for you.
There's a group in a bunker somewhere going, "Well, Bill, we got to rethink this."
And there's a bunch of Secret Service agents going, "Bring it.
Bring it." Oh, I need target practice.
McDonald's, speaking of bringing it, is bringing back the McRib sandwich on December 2nd. It will be available for a limited time. So if you're a McRib fan, and I know a lot of people are, get it while it's there.
And a lot of people were discouraged by eating it when they did a chemical analysis and said that a floor mat in your car has the same, almost the same ingredients as a McRib. But you know what? As long as it tastes good.
Ugh. Yeah, but it tastes delicious.
Great.
Aldi celebrating Thanksgiving with turkey and stuffing flavored potato chips.
Mmm.
They're their house brand, Clancy's. They'll be $1.69 a bag. Dave Chappelle's on Saturday Night Live this week. He's coming out of his bunker and making a lot more appearances since he did those specials for Netflix.
Doing a lot of stuff. I thought the specials were good. I like Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, I do too. James Kinder of Jacksonville, Florida, was recently cleaning his house when he found a $1 million lottery ticket.
Whoa.
Wow.
The 38-year-old had bought the scratch-off from a Circle K store and then left it on his fireplace. He tells lottery officials, "I came across the unscratched ticket while I was cleaning up the house. When I scratched it, I realized I was actually $1 million winner. I wish I could have found it sooner," he said.
Saved me a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Hey, Walmart's testing their version of Best Buy's Geek Squad in 4 stores in Dallas. They're thinking about rolling that out nationwide.
I have my opinions on that. I mean, you'll roll up there and they'll be like, "Not my department."
Finally, Twix is celebrating the holidays with a new flavor called Winter Spice. The limited edition Twix bars are made with cinnamon and nutmeg.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll definitely be trying those. That sounds delicious.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make a mistake. Yeah, that's
my girl. New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, 6:34. It's chilly this morning, 37. 63 and sun later today. The most stressful day of the year. Well, there's probably been a lot of stressful days for a lot of people this year. It's not exactly been the greatest year ever. First of all, I'll tell you that normally, under normal conditions, the most stressful days of the year are, and there's 5 of them. There are 5 of them. Thanksgiving, finals of any kind, any sort of an examination that you may be taking. January 4th. That's when everybody realizes that winter has set in, the gloom and doom of the long winter and the bills that you have accumulated over the holidays.
And there's no break. There's no days off for like 4 months.
Yeah. Number 2, tax day. And number 1, Christmas. Very often the most stressful. This year, however, today is considered the most stressful day of the year.
Well, that's 2020 for you.
Because of the election and everybody worried about what may or may not happen after the election.
I swear. I got my medicine lined up on the counter for today. We're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and add to the mayhem. My calendar says that the world's going to end like next month on the 12th. So let's just add that to the chaos and start that as a whole.
You remember when in January 1st, everybody was like, "Yeah, new decade, 2020 is going to be the year things change." Well, they changed.
Yeah. All right. They sure did. At least all our holidays are still on the weekend. I mean, we got away with that.
We did hit the jackpot on that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Working in those long weekends on the holidays. The biggie's coming on Saturday, so you didn't have to worry about getting up the next day. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I get it. But yeah, today, supposedly the most stressful day. But it is election day. Get out there and vote. Make your voice heard. And if you're going to the polls this morning, let us know what it's like. Is it crowded? Or have most of the people in your precinct already voted? Text us and let us know, or call 680-WOLF. That number works both ways. I saw your sister at work. I saw your...
I'm getting them good vibes. I'm having this good life.
Spread them good vibes on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show on Election Day. It's 6:54. Get out there and vote today. Can I go first today?
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
So this guy in California, you may or may not have seen this, was walking along the beach, saw this 10-year-old girl get caught in a riptide. He goes out into the water, gets her out of the riptide, saves her from drowning. The mom completely panicked, as you can imagine, was so panicked, only got the guy's first name. He went on about his business. So she did some digging, tracked him down so she could thank him properly for saving her daughter's life. She did that and found the guy. "Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You're the best." Then later she finds out that this guy had to cancel his whole wedding because of COVID. So she decided to really put the thank you whammy on it. She decided to raise money on a GoFundMe page to pay for his big dream wedding and the honeymoon. As of last night, the total, $25,000.
Wow.
Holy crap.
$25,000. Nice. How about that, huh?
Man.
Good for them.
Love it.
Annie, what you got?
So, short and sweet. Really sweet. But anyone who stops by a Krispy Kreme store today can get a free glazed donut. Plus, they'll give you an I voted sticker if you didn't already get one when you went to vote. So
I didn't get one either. I only got the pin, you know, that they use.
Today, you get a donut and a sticker. Those?
That's right. You get a donut and a sticker. But did you notice they upgraded our little voting stickers? They look really cool. There's like they look like our wolf shirts with the North Carolina symbol on them.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, it's got the little NC inside North Carolina on them. It says I voted. And I was like, oh, I like these.
Nice. I'll get mine today when I go. When I go
get a dozen. And vote. There you go. This is going to sound like a cliche, but I got to say it. Remember, kindness begins with knowing we all struggle.
Listen at that. It's good advice.
When did he become this guru of things? I don't understand.
As recently, all the good vibes just send them my way. That's all.
Amen. All right.
He's got his Doctor Who robe on, sitting in the lotus position right now. He got a fan gently blowing his beard. Five after laughter at 7:05 today.
I've never been one to ask.
Now the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents Five After Laughter.
Alcoholism, drug abuse, gambling addictions, those can destroy a family. But those take a while. You want to destroy a family quickly? Break out a game of scattergories. They should call that argument in a box. It's things at a beach. You can't say sandwiches. Why not? I just said sandwiches. You can't say sandwiches. It's things at a beach. Well, I eat sandwiches when I go to the beach. Doesn't matter. It ain't a beach thing, so I'm not gonna allow it. Who's allowing you to be the guy who's allowing things? That's be a common sense beach thing, you moron. Something that's already at the beach when you get there. Something like an umbrella. An umbrella's already at the beach when you get there! Family's destroyed. That's a good holiday game. Break that out during the holidays and rip your family to shreds.
Hear Five After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with a Wolf Show.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf. There's Maddie and Tay, Die From a Broken Heart. It's the Wake Up with a Wolf Show at 7:13. Is it too early here on Election Day to be putting up Christmas stuff? A lot of people are doing it. I'm seeing it on Facebook. A friend of mine over in Raleigh, tree already up, not decorated yet. Not a real tree. It's a artificial tree, but it's up and ready to be decorated. Is it too early? Weigh in. I know you got an opinion on this. People got strong opinions about it. One holiday at a time, people. Whatever makes you happy, you know? So
yeah.
Weigh in. 680-WOLF, you can call or text that number. Be sure to get out and vote. It is Election Day. We're going to discuss the Christmas thing coming up at 7:25.
Get the howl out of here for some...
Wake Up with a Wolf Show. Oh, us Southern boys, the luckiest boys in the world, us... We know all about them Southern girls. You get the benefit of those Southern girls.
Word.
Yeah. 7:26. Is it too early to be messing around with Christmas decorations?
Speaking of those Southern girls,
they will decorate.
I am so behind, y'all. I'm so sorry.
You're just lagging there. You might want to just go ahead and reconnect while I set this whole thing up here.
We're going to talk about Christmas.
Yeah. Well, I saw a Facebook post from a friend of mine yesterday or the day before. And tree already up, not decorated, artificial tree. And all the, this is a person who has expensive ornaments, okay? Special ornaments that they collected over the years.
Very expensive, yeah.
And they're all out on their plastic wrap and they're ready to go on the tree probably within the next few days. And the whole justification was, I gotta be honest with you, 2020. I need a little Christmas right now. Need a little Christmas.
No!
No, we got, oh, hold on.
No, yeah. Please, no, no!
Some people.
No!
Some people are doing it. So what do you think? Annie, how about you? Yup, you down?
So I'm normally the one who's like, no, nothing until day after Thanksgiving. But I think with the way this year's going, if you want to do it, just do it. If it makes you happy, it's your house. Who cares? If you want to keep your Halloween up, keep it up. Yeah. I don't care. But for me personally, I might wait another 2-3 weeks, and then I'll put out my Christmas.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. I don't care. And this year, it's going to be a little bit of the what the retailers call the Christmas creep, because I had to dig something out of storage the other day. And in the process of digging out, I had to dig through a couple of holiday items, which I just said, I'm going to go ahead and stick these in here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to go through putting them away, then dragging them back out. I'm just going to go ahead and do it. Chase, your place is completely decked out for Halloween. Is all that still up?
Yeah, it's still up. We're probably going to take it down and shift into the fall attire.
Yeah,
we kind of do that. The fall in between, and then into Christmas. We'll probably do Christmas. Right. You know, the usual day after Thanksgiving. I mean,
right.
That's what I think. That's how I feel.
I still have some more use out of my football / kind of fall-ish look on my front porch, so I might as well get that use out of it and have those pumpkins up ready to roll, because they're still kicking after this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Those pumpkins will last a while. Those pumpkins are great decorations all the way through Thanksgiving. So, your thoughts, you can text or call at 680-WOLF.
And we do have some texts already rolling in. Someone said it's usually, yes, it's too early to put up a tree. They're right there with me. However, this year's been so horrible. I say go for it. There's something about Christmas time and the lights that just seem to make everything better and bring joy and happiness. Go for it. That was Tiffany. And then somebody else texted in and said they're weighing in about decorating for Christmas. It's way too early. They always do it the day after Thanksgiving. I'm on the fence with both of them. I can wait or I could do it now. But, you know, it's. I think at the end of the day, it's go with whatever you want.
Yep. All right. Let us know. Weigh in, call, text 680-WOLF. All good.
She rattled the ass in my plastic cup. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Is it too early for Christmas? Have you already gone Christmas at your house?
I have everything up, basically, except I haven't done my kitchen yet. And I get real Christmas trees, and I will not get those until the weekend before Thanksgiving. We go up to the mountains, we'll get them cut, we'll put them in the stands, and then I will start decorating those probably the day after Thanksgiving. But everything else is done in my house, except the outside. I still have to fall outside, but I have everything else decorated.
Okay, all right, fall's still outside.
I want to come live at your house in the winter wonderland.
Well, I adore Christmas. I always have, and it's such a magical, special time, and especially this year because of everything that's going on. I say go for it, enjoy it, and remember what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you called. You enjoy your Christmas stuff, girl.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye. See, I'm sort of on her page. I've always been pretty sentimental, nostalgic about Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how I am.
It has a time, and it can't be too early or it can't be too late.
Yeah, it's just that way. And I think a lot of people that have kids are maybe more into that than other people are. I don't know. There's just so many people like her. She's into it. Mm-hmm. Every room in the house gets decorated. All of them, all the way down. Every bathroom, everything gets done. There's nowhere you go. And you know what she's probably trying to create? She probably had kids, wanted to create this incredible atmosphere, create all these great memories so that nowhere in the house did you go that you didn't see something that was related to Christmas.
I like that a lot. I can't wait to. I think I'll deck out more. The older Frank gets, the more he understands, the more I think I'll start really creating, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. All right, how about you? 680-WOLF. Post it up if you want. You can text or call that number. 680-WOLF works both ways. 735 now at the Wolf.
What if I told you about my little nothing town, the two...
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Is it too early here on Election Day to start up with the Christmas decorating? Text us or call us, 680-WOLF. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are great. How about yourself?
I'm great. Y'all talking about Christmas. My Christmas tree is going up next week.
Okay, so I'm assuming that's an artificial tree you have.
Yes.
Now, did you switch to artificial because it was just easier, or do you prefer that?
Well, I'll tell you the story. I bought a Christmas tree when my children were small because I wanted them to smell the Christmas and all that. They come in and they say, "Oh, Mama, that stinks. What is it?" So I bought an artificial tree, and it's been that way ever since.
That's funny, man. Kids are so funny like that, man. Who would have thought? You thought you were doing something great for your kids and creating this magic smell in your house, and they're like, "What's that stinky smell?"
That's right.
Yeah, that was it.
All right, good for you. Thanks for calling.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye. Pro tip, I do an artificial tree, but I also get those scent sticks.
Yep.
That you can buy in the little jar, and I put them in the tree, gives you that tree smell.
I'm just looking back at some more text messages. I really think the consensus is we're probably going to have to do Christmas early. Someone, Tabitha, she said she's putting up her tree this weekend. Christmas brings joy, which is something we need. Embrace happiness. And one other person said it's not too early for Christmas decorations. I love Christmas. It's such a special time of the year. I always put my Christmas decor up before Thanksgiving because the time between Thanksgiving and Christmas is so short, and I want to be able to enjoy the decorations. And I have to agree.
Also, a lot of people who host a big Thanksgiving dinner, they like to have all that stuff up when they do that, too. This kind of makes the house look all festive and all. Thanks for your calls, your text, 740. Jason Aldean, it's the new one. It's Got What I Got on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
She said, "Baby, do you ever miss being alone?"
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. There's Jason Aldean and Got What I Got. It's Election Day. It's Tuesday, and there's three more days until the weekend.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Spivey's Corner, North Carolina, population 446.
Salute! See, I hollered that because of the old hollering gun.
93.1 The Wolf.
Switching and saving with your local Geico agent, sure is.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf, Carrie Underwood. It's 7:55, Election Day. And as I said earlier, I vote for cake right now.
Cause it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to you if you are celebrating today. You share your birthday with Kendall Jenner, who's 25. Colin Kaepernick is 33. Roseanne Barr is 68. And R&B star Ella May is 25. Some local birthdays for you. Danielle LeMasters of Winston-Salem. Tina Messick of Kernersville. George Foster of Walkertown. Taylor Owenby of Wahlberg. Michael Graham of Elon. Becca Rothrock of Winston-Salem. Caroline McGee of Kernersville. And our friend Jennifer Hart of Greensboro. Happy birthday, you guys. Get your special day in now. Go to our website, 931wolfcountry.com, because we want to shout you out. And just in case we missed yours.
Happy birthday to you. Happy, happy.
It'll be. Baby, if it's meant to be.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Addy and Chase. Going to give you that keyword next to text in and win yourself four tickets to Dollywood for the Smoky Mountain Christmas. It is a holiday spectacular you won't want to miss. Let's get some Zach Brown on first. Jimmy Buffett helps out on Knee Deep.
Gonna put the world away for a minute.
Oh my gosh, listen to that.
Uh-oh, that's exciting.
And stimulating. Let's get ready. Here we go. First of all, Sherry from Summerfield, congratulations to you. She got the tickets yesterday. She's qualified for that stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott Pigeon Forge. She's got those four-packet tickets. You can be next. Here's what you do. Text PARK, P-A-R-K. That's PARK, P-A-R-K, 20357 right now. And win yourself that four-packet tickets and qualify for that Spring Hill Suites stay by Marriott. Yes, that's PARK, as in amusement park. P-A-R-K, to 20357 now. Good luck to you.
If my math is right, you're about three drinks in.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. Well, I hate to admit this, but this is hard to believe, I have made a mistake.
You?
No!
No, it wasn't you.
No! Please, no! No! No!
I made a mistake. Unbelievable, but true. I gave out the wrong keyword for you to text to win the four-pack of tickets to Dollywood's Smoky Mountain Christmas, that magical time of year. The correct word is snow.
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 Sorry, that's what it is. It's snow. S-N-O-W. Text that. Snow to 20357 to get that four-pack of tickets to Dollywood and qualify for that two-night stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott Pigeon Forge. It's been nice. Beautiful place. If you've never been, you know, a lot of people haven't been. I'm amazed. Some people, I've never been to Dollywood. Well,
I went for the first time this year and was really surprised. A lot of great things. They have some of the best kettle corn out there.
Yes, they do. They always voted best food of any park in America. So text snow now to 20357. Hey, let's get to the land of law and order now. Get a little Nimrod news in. I have one of those stories where somebody decided to go all die hard on a situation, but picked the wrong situation to go all die hard on.
Okay.
If you're going to do that, you got to plan ahead, man. You got to make it worth your while. And also, pro tip, a lot of stuff you see in movies doesn't work in real life.
Right.
Back in March, a woman in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, tried to dine and dash from a restaurant. But instead of running out the front door like a normal petty criminal might do, she went into the bathroom at the restaurant, found a mop bucket, turned it upside down, and decided to climb up into the ceiling and crawl out that way.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. There are a couple problems here. When you see them do this in the movies, and they're crawling through the air conditioning ducts, that might work in an industrial building.
Not a regular building.
Because in a regular building like that, all you got's like drop ceiling, it's called, where those flimsy panels are held up by the metal strips.
And you will drop. When you're inside that.
So she crawls up in there and incredibly made it across what would be the bathroom area and fell through the ceiling into the restaurant right in the middle of the dining area.
Wow.
Prior to that, the manager could hear her up there crawling around, called the police, the cops came. Just about the time they came, boom, she comes falling through the ceiling.
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing. Right down into the floor. The reason that this story is just surfacing now, several months later, this happened several months ago, is because the police released a video of the woman falling from the ceiling. We'll post that up for you later. Somebody got it on their phone.
Of course they did. Love society these days.
Anyway, somehow she was not hurt in the fall, but was arrested on the spot. Let that be a lesson to you. Just because you watched Mission Impossible and Tom Cruise could crawl through the vent and lower himself down into the CIA vault and get the knock list and get out doesn't mean you can do it.
Correct. All
right. Pro tips, people. You can learn from this show.
You put me on, let me lose my mind.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. There's Brett Eldridge and Lose My Mind. It's 8:11 now. And again, I'm going to tell you the correct keyword to get that four-pack of tickets to Dollywood to enjoy the Smoky Mountain Christmas, plus qualify for that two-night stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott and Pigeon Forge, is snow.
Snow.
Picture the softly falling snow on the little church there in the little village in Dollywood, where you'll be enjoying over a million lights at the Smoky Mountain Christmas. Snow.
And the train. Don't forget the train.
Train's there. Yes, Chase. I'm sorry I failed to mention the train. I know you feel about that. The train is also there at Dollywood.
Yep.
Text SNOW to 20357 right now. Good luck to you. Go get it.
We made USAA renter's insurance for the stuff.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Well, after months and months of them not having it, Walmart is returning firearms and ammunition to store shelves after, of course, the retail removed them a couple months ago. No word on how long it'll take for everybody to be back fully restocked, but you'll start seeing those on shelves in Walmarts.
Hopefully not any time after this election, you know. Let's give it about a week or two before we start restocking the ammo.
Yeah, a lot of them, there's only a certain number of Walmarts carry firearms still.
Yeah.
There are some that do, mostly in the more rural areas.
Yeah.
That they do carry that. They do carry, most of them do carry some small selection of ammo.
Yeah, and a little bit of each. That's about it. Oil prices have started falling, if you've noticed, at the gas pump. Later this week, you'll really start to notice as new lockdowns across Europe and record COVID cases in the U.S. Are slamming the outlook for the energy demand. So prices of gasoline are probably going to go down. Today is probably going to be a day you're going to have to watch, given the fact that now we have an election today. And then the rest of the week, I'm sure there's going to be more things involving lockdowns overseas. So that's going to have an effect on us. So just keep an eye out there.
Of course, today I hit E. I could not have hit it tomorrow or Thursday.
That's right. So. Just stay home today. Don't go anywhere at all.
Yeah.
You're still getting it for less than $2 a gallon, though, which is good.
True.
It's a plus. The Centers for Disease Control has given cruise lines the go-ahead and set sail in the U.S. after months of uncertainty, but they're saying there's a buffer zone of a couple months between now and when you can get back on board. Most cruise lines, Royal Caribbean, Carnival Cruise Corp, Corporation, have said they're not even going to do anything through January. They're just going to go ahead and call it and say, we're not going to do anything through January, but you can go ahead and book, starting this far out.
Cheaper. I like it.
You imagine,
cheaper.
You imagine what it costs to get one of those cruise ships moving.
$400.
And ready to go.
Imagine how much gas goes in them suckers. Shoo-wee.
Oh, it's such an operation. I don't know how they're going to survive. I really don't after all the bad press they've got.
Yeah. Today's a very exciting day, not because it's election day, but it's National Give Somebody a Dollar Day. So if you all give me a dollar, I'll have $2. Yeah. So we can work on that. That'd be great. And last but not least, here's your fun fact for the day. Did you know one of the key ingredients in a lot of dryer sheets is beef fat?
What?
That's right. The reason why, the dryer sheets are coated in beef fat to help make the clothes softer.
No, why would you do that? The poor cows.
Go, Annie, wash your clothes in a bouillon cube. Go ahead. Toss it in there. See how that works.
I make my own.
not only will those clothes come out clean, but you'll make a tasty broth in the washer.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things You Need to Know. Flushing stuff.
So painful. Are we going to keep Black Friday or are we going to flush it? Black Friday in the stores, are we going to keep it or are we going to get rid of that thing? Annie, you first.
So, I don't know. I'm on the do what makes you happy train, but at the same time, I just have never seen a great deal on Black Friday that made me say, wow, I'm going to go fight the crowds and get in line to purchase this. I mean, nothing's on a great deal enough that I care enough that I want to get out there and do it.
I ain't camping out when it's 20 degrees for a $200 TV. No.
And I'm not going either for that little dinky $20 air fryer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good. I'm good.
You guys are a bunch of party poopers. Black Friday's where it's at. Get out there. The excitement of rushing in there, getting the deal you want, having it at hand. Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you, big spender. I ain't got the money for Black Friday. Shoot.
Oh, no. I'm just getting a $5 mixer. That's all I'm getting.
Right. Okay.
I don't want the air fryer or the mixer or anything else bad enough to get out there and fight that crowd, the traffic, the arguing, the running over each other for this junk that we're trying to get our hands on when I could be home cleaning up the Thanksgiving Day leftovers.
I mean, I want to hear someone's opinion on why it is so great and magical and wonderful that you get up every year, you go out and you fight these crowds. You make the special t-shirts for you and your mom and your auntie, and y'all are ready to roll after Thanksgiving dinner. What are you buying? Where are these deals? What is it?
And you see people doing it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. It's like a ritual. It's like, okay, everybody get ready. Here's the plan for Black Friday. We're leaving at 4 a.m. All right?
Yeah. And I've worked it. I've been out in it to see it myself, and I've not been out in it. And nothing about it makes me say, let me rush out to the store and get all this stuff. Like, there's nothing there. I need to know why people think this, okay?
I am a flush it. What say you?
I am going to have to say flush it, and so is Kathy Stevens, who I think is going to probably have to be our deciding factor.
She said, keep
flush
it.
Flush Black Friday. Keep it.
Kathy says flush it.
Yep. She says, need to be home with our family. It's a crazy year.
Kathy, I'm with you. See you Black Friday. It's gone.
Bye-bye.
Sorry, Chase. You go ahead. You go out there and get the $20 air fryer. Camp out in front of Best Buy starting at midnight the night before in a sleeping bag, and it's 20 degrees. Good luck.
Pour me another two whiskey glasses.
Black Friday, should we flush it or keep it? What's your opinion?
Hey, man, I say keep it. I go out. I don't even buy anything. I just love all the people. Like, I love going out. I go out every year. Like, I hate that they started it on Thursday, like Thanksgiving Day now.
Right.
That sucks. But, like, when it was on actual Black Friday at 6 in the morning, I had a blast. I love going to the mall, Walmart, Best Buy. I don't know. I love being around all the people and seeing everything unfold.
The people watching is definitely the best part.
It wasn't, I didn't even watch the people, really. It was just being around it, like just being in the mix, you know?
So it's atmosphere. If it's about atmosphere for you.
For me, absolutely. My wife hates it, but I drag her out anyway.
All right, man. Well, thanks for calling.
No question. Y'all have a good morning.
Too bad.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Music brought to you by the Exergen Twice.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale, O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. There's news from the neighborhood. It's Next Door News. What you got, Annie?
So, there's been somewhat of a political debate going on. And no, I'm not talking about the election going on in our country today. I am talking about the politics that are happening here in my hood in K-Vegas on the Next Door app. As usual, you know, when your neighbors get to talking, good things happen. And that's what's going on now, because it's Halloween Decision 2020. I missed this story yesterday, and I don't know how, but this is one of my neighbor's ideas, and I can't tell if it's funny or dysfunctional. So let me set the scene for you. You and your child come to this neighbor's door on Halloween. It's the usual ringing of the doorbell and the sweet trick-or-treat from your baby that's dressed up in their cutesy little costume. Out comes your neighbor dressed as an American flag, who's holding out a box. The neighbor then looks at you and says, okay, parents, don't say anything. Then proceeds to tell your child, just pick whichever one you want. Here's what this neighbor did. They handed out full-size Trump and Biden candy bars for Halloween.
Okay, and he says, full-size, I like it. Full-size.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. He says, your candidates, your child's choice. Results will be announced on Sunday, provided the decision isn't held up by the courts, because my neighbor is in the attached home next door, and they're giving out these same full-size bars as well. Here are our election night rules and guidelines. The The polls open at 4:30 on October 31st. One ghoul, one vote. No electioneering. Each child will receive positive feedback about their choice, even if it's the wrong one.
Because they know what the right one is.
Right. So Halloween Decision 2020 is still awaiting the final decision. A lot of my neighbors are pretty hot about this. I think more of them really want to know who won, and there's no results posted. So I'm guessing either it's just he couldn't determine, they were all gone, he doesn't know what of what, or the person he wanted to win didn't. And so he's like, I'm not going to post him because this person won and not my guy. But, you know, I'll definitely keep y'all posted.
Yeah, it's close. Either that or another neighborhood is tampering with the election.
That's it.
That's very true. It's very true. You know, and if you care to weigh in on who you think won, or you live in my neighborhood and you think you know because your kid picked out one of them bars, or you want to tell me all about your neighborhood drama, you can text us 336-680-WOLF or DM me at 931-THE-WOLF.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make a sense. In your cheeks when you're mad, but you say that you're not.
Yeah.
And the shape of the face that you make when you're taking a shot.
Taking a shot.
The little white lie that you told the security guard at the hotel pool when we got caught. I was thinking, girl, you never looked so hot.
Never looked so hot.
And that I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe. So let my eyes be a mirror, and you're bound to see it too. Cause I was made for loving just the way God made you.
God made you.
It's the way God made you. God made you. It's the way
God made you. Girl, I ain't never gonna try to change
it. Come on. My masterpiece, my Mona Lisa. And I need you to stay just the way God made you. Just the way God made you. I love you just the way God made you. Girl, he don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe. So let my eyes be a mirror, and you're bound to see it too. Cause I was made for loving just the way.
Couple cane poles sitting down by the creek. Lines in the water watching those bobbers, seeing that red sun sink. Mama's on the porch yelling, supper's hot. Y'all come and get it. We yelled 5 more minutes. At 16, it was 12:03, standing at her front door. Katie's dad said midnight, but we needed just a little more. Yellow light flipping on and off, interrupting that goodnight kissing. We wanted 5 more minutes. Time rolls by, the clock don't stop. I wish I had a few more drops of the good stuff, the good times. Oh, but they just keep on flying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.